One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We're hot.
Hello.
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 I just got educated.
Welcome.
Yay!
Hey, we're doing it. We are partying tonight, you guys.
We are.
You know, last episode, it was me and Matt. It was good. It was fun. But we were 100% stone cold sober for the entire episode. And so tonight, we've had a day.
I've had a day.
Yeah.
Have you had a day?
It's been a month.
It's been a month, but specifically today has been work, family, drama, kids.
Drama.
The whole nine yards.
Building houses.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it. Dealing with banks. That's what you were doing today. Yep. So tonight, I was like, Sarah, we got to have a glass of wine before we get on this episode.
Or two.
Here we are. This is our buffet.
Three.
You left like the half-eaten pizza out.
It's our buffet for the 4th of July celebration, because that's when this episode is going to come out, like right before the 4th of July.
Did you guys know that's my favorite holiday? Minus Halloween, which you, if you've listened to other episodes,
I might know this about you.
But 4th of July is my second favorite holiday.
So,
that's my birthday month.
Why?
So, because it's my birthday month and it's hot and it's summer and you drink beer and you sit on the lake, which is my happy place with a beer.
Yeah.
It's way better than anything else.
This is like the first year for 4th of July that Matt and I actually sort of have plans. It's like one of those holidays for us that I feel always sneaks up on us. And then we're like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Which group of friends do you want to hang out with? Where do we want to go? Like, and sometimes we end up being really low key on the 4th of July. Do you see the fireworks? Do you not see the fireworks? Are you know, your kids are small, dogs, etc.
Are we at Pike Lake? Are we in Minong? Are we here? Are we with the Carls?
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Because I don't have plans.
We texted you tonight.
We texted you and you did not reply.
I don't think I got the text message.
No, we're going to be going to Pike Lake.
Deal. Yeah. I'm in.
Okay.
Call me in. I have no plans.
So this 4th of July is going to be a lot of fun.
I love it.
Tonight, we're going to celebrate it. It's kind of one of those funny holidays, though. We're celebrating all things.
Patriotic.
America, right?
America. Cook-ups,
the United States.
Barbecuing. Yeah.
Which basically
boating,
means.
Drinking.
For the Midwest.
Fireworks.
Boating and fireworks.
Lighting shit off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking?
Drinking.
Sometimes a dangerous combination.
Very.
Yep.
You might lose a finger or two.
Happens.
Uh-huh. So tonight, the episode is going to be some fun stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think so.
Also sprinkling in some fun, weird 4th of July stats. So hopefully this is going to be a fun episode.
And
I love
Amy
it.
Wouldn't let me read my slump buster story. Okay, because it was too male toxic, right?
So why are you even toxic? Putting this in here? This does not apply.
Because I'm preparing them. Because I am going to read the slump buster.
So listen,
because
another
last
week.
Episode was a slump.
Whoa.
And this is a slump buster.
Oh, this episode right here.
Yeah, we're getting out
We're going to be a slump buster. This is going to be fun.
Let's go.
I'm here. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. I'm Amy. That over there is Matt. This is Sarah.
Hello.
Thank you
so much for listening to us over here at Midwest Married. Honestly, we're just hanging out and having fun and having a conversation because we all just needed it after a stressful day.
Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, please like, follow, subscribe, especially on YouTube. All right. I'm doing that in the start of the episode now.
I was going to say, Matt, that's
important.
Okay.
YouTube,
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I want to hear a story.
We're going to dive in. Here we go. Am I the asshole? We're doing mainly Am I the Assholes tonight.
I love it.
Because they're kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for refusing to let my brother use my boat after he wrecked it last year? Again, very Midwest. Here we go. Ready? Mm-hmm. I, 32 male, own a small boat that I bought a few years ago. It's nothing fancy, just a 20-foot fishing boat I take out on the lake on weekends with friends or my wife. I love it, and I worked hard to be able to afford it, and I'm pretty careful about maintaining it. Last summer, my younger brother, Ryan, 28 male, asked if he could borrow it for the weekend to take some friends out on the water. He's a pretty laid-back guy, and he's not always the most responsible, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to let him use it for a day.
Fucking Ryan's.
It's not like you're one of your best friends, Ryan.
Yeah, they're so responsible.
I gave him a quick rundown on how to operate everything, told him to be careful, and handed over the keys. Mm-hmm. Big mistake.
I was just going to say that.
Big.
Big mistake.
It makes me think of Pretty Woman.
Right.
Anyway.
Love that show.
Ryan ended up drinking with his friends while out on the water, which he swore he wouldn't do, and somehow managed to ram the boat into a dock when they were coming back. The damage wasn't catastrophic, but the fiberglass got scraped up bad and one of the railings was bent. It wasn't cheap to fix, like $2,000 in repairs. And even though Ryan apologized, he only paid me back for a fraction of it because he's been, quote, tight on cash.
Got off easy. $2,000. Whew.
But still, if he didn't pay for it.
I ate the rest of the cost and learned my lesson about lending him stuff. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this year. Ryan recently asked if he could use the boat again for a redemption weekend, saying he'll be super careful this time and wants to make up for last year's mess. I told him flat out no, that I wasn't comfortable with him using it again after all that happened. He got really defensive, saying I'm holding a grudge that it was just an accident and accidents happen. He's been sending me guilt trip texts ever since, saying he's grown up a lot over the past year, and I should trust him more now. My parents have also chimed in, saying I should give him a second chance, that he feels bad about what happened, and that I should let it go. They've even offered to cover any damages if something happens again, which honestly feels like a real big red flag to me. My wife is on my side, saying it's our property and I have every right to say no. But now I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm being a bit too harsh. Am I the asshole for refusing to let my brother use the boat, even though he swears he'll be more careful this time?
No. That's all I got to say. No, it's his boat.
Take it away.
If he doesn't want to share and let other people use it, then no. His brother hasn't proved that he can handle other people's properties with respect. And so I'd say no. I also think it is a bit of a cop-out that his parents are like, oh, we'll pay if he ruins it. Like, no. Nope. That's all I have to say.
Oof. All right.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, you're not an asshole. But redemption. Weekend, weekday, could be nice for you guys to like get over this grudge a little bit. But here's what I'll say: boats are fucking expensive, and $2,000. Yeah, that amount of damage in my brain was probably not a lot because I've done some damage to a boat once or twice.
Let's hear that story.
And it's not cheap. I borrowed a boat, and guess what? I've never been able to borrow that boat ever again.
What'd you do?
You know, I was just boating along and sober, and I hit a rock hidden under the water.
Happens.
And you know what? I paid for it, all of it. But at the same rate, the boat then had to go into the shop. It had to get repaired. Then it was lost. And it's just...
And summers are only 3 months here. Like, it's such a short period of time.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, too. Like, if he really wants to borrow the boat again, then cough up the money for when you hurt it in the first place. And then maybe I would let you do it again. But you haven't even paid for the first time you hurt it.
Yeah. Nope. Well, and they also like claimed it as an accident. Sure, it was accidental, but You also made the choice to drink and drive a boat. So,
and maybe lack of skill and maybe in lack docking of skill, a like boat. The whole,
yeah. So that's not great. So yeah, you're not the asshole. It's your property. It's your boat. Mm-hmm. And your in-laws, if they're going to truly.
No, his parents.
His parents. Mm-hmm. If his parents are willing to buy you a new boat, that's great. Here's the one thing that I would like throw in the world is if he is going to drink on the water and he ends up killing somebody, it's your insurance. Mm-hmm. So I would, if you were going to borrow the boat out, make your brother go out and buy a day insurance policy for boating.
Well, that's smart. Yeah.
Simple as that.
My sister rented a boat once with a bunch of her friends. And like, I don't think it was like her main name on it, but the people who were driving the boat rammed it into the dock and like somebody like flew into the water. And luckily they were like fine and could swim and were sober enough to get like back in the water. But my sister was like, it could have been really, really bad. And it wasn't, but it could have been. And that's what's scary. Yeah. Like water can be so much fun and we all love it and we're out on it all the time, but it also can be really scary because bad things can happen really, really fast.
We're in a small town. And by small town, I mean 100,000, including the surrounding areas, right? Mm-hmm. And there are boating accidents frequently. Mm-hmm. It just happens. One time out on Pike Lake fishing at night, watched a boat hit a pontoon right in the center.
No.
Hit that thing. Watching it, like, they're going to hit that boat. They're going to hit that boat. Boom. Right. People on each side of the pontoon. And that boat split.
No.
The middle.
Oh, my gosh.
And put a hole in the boat. And then the people in the pontoon were chasing the boat down. The guy was trying to get to the landing because he was sinking.
Oh, God.
But it just happens. Boating at night or at dusk, you don't see it. There's a lot of experience that goes in with driving a boat.
Would you like some statistics about 4th of July boating accidents? Oh, because I just asked the internet, and here's what they delivered. The 4th of July weekend is consistently among the top three most dangerous weekends for boating in the U.S. In 2023, over 500 boating accidents were reported nationwide during the 4th of July holiday week. I feel like that's an underestimation.
Only 500? I was going to say, I didn't feel like that was that many.
This resulted, it resulted in more than 50 deaths.
Oh, gosh.
Dozens of serious injuries, millions of property damage. Boating under the influence, a BUI, is the leading contributing factor in fatal boating accidents on the 4th of July. Over 30% of fatal boating accidents involve alcohol. Many boaters mistakenly believe drinking is, quote, safer on water than on roads. It's not.
I think that's pretty true, like that people think that, but it's so not true.
Mm-hmm. And around 75% of boating deaths on 4th of July involved drowning, and 86% of victims were not wearing life jackets.
Oh, yeah, that's also I believe that. I had a patient recently that was like, if you're on the water for anything, you should have a life jacket on. And I was like, and then we were talking about Boundary Water specifically. And I was kind of sharing the story about the one time we were like coming across, like, I don't think it was when we were with you guys, but just Matt and Krista. And it was so windy. And I put my life jacket back on. And she's like, you didn't have your life jacket on the whole time. And I was like, no. I'm like, I'm a pretty strong swimmer. I want to get a tan. And she was like, you should have your life jacket on every second you're on the water. And I was like, oh my God. But it's probably true.
Oh, people drown, right?
Oh, they do.
Good swimmers. Look at the chick from Glee.
Her son went out on a pontoon.
We still don't totally know
what happened.
Yeah. They say that she like saved him and then was so exhausted from saving him that she drowned.
Speculative, right? Yeah. But she was a strong swimmer and she's dead. She drowned.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anybody can get into a bad situation.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Water's
sad.
Water's bad.
That's why I'm like
so good.
So hypervigilant when the kids are swimming. Like Eloise was crying the other day about having her life jacket on, swimming in the lake. I was like, nope, you got to have it. Sorry, dude.
My girls are on swim team. They swim for an hour and a half straight in a pool, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We're in a lake. They have their life jackets on.
One cramp.
Boop. Period.
Exactly.
Period. And if the water's dark, you can't see
them. That's the biggest thing.
They can't see you. Like, nope, nope.
Or you get a head injury. You knock your head on the boat or something. You know, anything can happen. So,
yep. I remember back as a kid, like I used to swim in our lake with nobody else around. I'd come home from volleyball practice. So I must have been 16 because I was driving.
Yeah.
And I'd go down to the lake by myself and dive into the water and swim by myself to cool
100%.
Off. Never would let my kids do that nowadays. Never.
A little bit of a different world.
Ever. It is.
Although maybe you would say something different when they are 16.
But I think they would have to have somebody with them. I think that's when like the 16? Main thing. Yes. Somebody has to be with them.
What are you talking
by
about?
By water?
No.
Yes. You should never be by the water by yourself. I wouldn't go swimming by myself nowadays. In a lake? Absolutely not.
Why?
Because what if something happens? You get a cramp. You just said it yourself. One cramp. You're done.
Sure. If I were to go swim across Pike Lake,
yeah,
I'd probably strap the paddleboard onto
exactly
like my ankle or something. But at the same rate, if I also was going to go swim, I wouldn't swim across the lake by myself. I'd stay in probably 10 feet of water. If I got a cramp, I'll float to the bottom. I'll just...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Don't swim by yourself, you guys.
Don't swim by yourself.
It's dangerous.
Are you team Matt or team Sarah? Who wins this argument?
Sarah.
I just don't know. You have to be smart.
I wasn't as a 16-year-old. I don't think my 16-year-olds will be smart. At least they have each other.
They gotta be together. You know, at least like they have each other.
Your parents' house, right?
Yeah. I go dive into
Grandpa
that
Dave's?
Lake. Yes.
Yeah. Dive off the dock and go out to the raft?
I would just dive off and just float in the water.
To where?
Nowhere. Just in the middle of the lake.
Well, you were floating, so you knew how to float. Nah, you were good.
But what if I would have dove off and hit my head?
You know the lake.
Yeah, but what if I hit something?
Hey, guys. Ridiculous. We're going to redirect. Redirect here. You remember that story I read?
Oh, yeah, about the boat.
You remember that
about
story?
The boat.
Do you want to hear what the
Let's
world
hear what the people said.
We're going to cut a lot of this, I'm sure.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
It's good conversation.
Tonight.
Two glasses of wine.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
We hope we're just in it for fun tonight. I don't know.
We're here for fun.
Here's the quote. You got drunk and wrecked my boat. What if it's not damage to the boat next time, but someone is injured or worse? I can't have that on my conscience.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And on your insurance.
Next comment. And you also still owe me $1,800 from the last repairs. When am I going to get that money?
We also said that.
Yep. Next comment. Plus another $2,000 as a security deposit.
I like that idea. Maybe make him give you a security deposit.
The next person, I was going to say $5,000 for a security deposit. Next comment. I thought the exact same. $5,000 deposit, cash, money order, or certified bank check.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes. I like Matt's idea, though, of the insurance, you know, in case of injury or
whatnot. They get
the
insurance policy. And yes, they need to pay you back. Like, if you borrow something from somebody, I don't care if it's a boat, a four-wheeler, a fishing pole, you return it in better condition than what you found it, or you replace it.
Correct.
BOAT is another acronym for bring on another $1,000.
Gas ain't cheap.
Oops. I have my eye on a barely used 20-foot Sundance with a 140 horsepower, $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
5K deposit is too little, in his opinion, not the asshole.
Yeah.
Not the asshole. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with all those things.
All right.
There we are.
Fun.
Everybody agreed with us then, see?
So, it's your boat. You do what you want with it,
mm-hmm.
including not letting your brother reuse it, mm-hmm. especially with his poor track record. Next.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
For our 4th of July party.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for causing my sister and her family to be excluded from the 4th of July?
Ooh. Maybe.
Maybe.
So ever since my parents decided to sell their house and move, my husband and I have become the de facto hosts for family events. We don't mind. The only issue we have is with one of my sisters. She has a 13-year-old son on the spectrum, and he is absolutely fascinated with dropping things in water. We have a pool, so he always wants to drop things in the pool. But he will just grab anything he can find, sneak over to the pool, and lay down on his stomach so he can drop whatever the pool stop, and so he can drop whatever it is into the pool and watch it float or sink to the bottom. After the first time, when he dropped mostly harmless stuff aside from a book, it was still annoying to have to go to diving for forks and other stuff. So we got him a big bucket full of pool toys and balls that we put by the pool for him. It didn't really work because he gets bored with those things and will sneak all sorts of things from the yard or the house into the pool. So I asked my sister to keep a better eye on him, and my sister just suggested we get a pool fence. That, however, seems unnecessary and inconvenient since we don't have anyone with small children over. He and this issue would literally be the only reason to have a pool fence, and he doesn't visit often enough to begin with. So it doesn't seem worth the everyday inconvenience when my sister or her husband could just keep a better eye on him. My sister seemed annoyed and offended, but she said she would. Well, we had everyone over for Labor Day, and it seemed like she purposefully kept less of an eye on him out of spite because all sorts of stuff ended up in the pool. Pens, soda cans, a potted cactus, a shovel, books, barbecue scraper, a game controller, and a roll of paper towels. I'll admit, I got a little heated with her later about the whole thing. She, however, put the blame on us for not having a pool fence. It turned into an argument about us being ridiculous for saying it was an inconvenience for us to have a pool fence and how we don't know what an inconvenience even is. That we don't get how it's not reasonable to expect them to be able to watch him every second. It ended with my sister saying, we shouldn't even host if we are going to be bad hosts and not make accommodations for our guests. Anyway, yesterday, the family group chat started talking about everyone getting together for the 4th of July. So as the usual, the assumption was that we were hosting. Really, that doesn't even bother me, but I don't want to have to deal with the pool issue again and told everyone we wouldn't be able to host because we couldn't accommodate everyone. Which was admittedly a little snarky.
But you tried.
However, no one else was present during me and my sister's previous conversation, so the wording didn't come across that way to everyone else. I got a bunch of private messages from everyone because they were just concerned because they thought something had happened to us. I did assure everyone that we were fine and left it at that. So after that, in the group chat, someone else suggested we meet up at the park, which my sister says no to because her son can't handle crowded spaces and the park has a lot of people during the 4th. So everyone is trying to figure out somewhere else to go because no one else can host. While that chat is going on, behind the scenes, my sister is complaining to everyone privately about us actually not hosting because of her son. In the end, everyone decided on the group chat to go to the park. Kind of more or less to go on your own, and maybe we'll see each other or meet up. Now, my sister is upset that everyone is choosing to go to the park, even though they can't go. And we started it and set the tone for everyone to think it was okay to exclude them. Edit. Now, we're just going to read this from the get-go, right?
Okay.
Here's the edit. The yard is enclosed completely with an 8-foot-tall fence, locked gates, and the pool is usually always covered, but obviously not during a party.
Oof. So I feel like this is a hard one because I feel like I want to be very understanding and very sensitive to the mom who has the son who has autism.
Yes.
And has some tendencies. I do feel like nobody's ever going to know what it's like to deal with that if you're not in that situation, right? It's going to be really hard to empathize 100% because you just don't understand. Whether you want to, 100% or not, like, it's going to be hard to know. I do feel like the sister tried in getting a basket of things that would try to keep the nephew's interest with the pool. I think the mom could have been more helpful in saying, yeah, great, the pool toys and the balls are great, but let's throw in some things like a fork and a roll of toilet paper and a roll of paper towels, like things that aren't going to get ruined, but that still maybe don't seem like they're just throwing in pool toys.
Right.
And they could have come together to try to come up with like a solution together. I also think it's really ridiculous for them to say, put on a fence around your pool. Because that's not cheap. That's going to be expensive. That's money that if you already have a way to enclose it, which is what the rules are to keep people out of said pool, like as an additional cost for what, a day or two out of the year? Like, mm-hmm. I think that's also asking a lot. And so I think it's a hard one. I think it's a hard one, but I don't think she's the asshole if I had to pick. Mm-hmm. But I think I would have hoped that the two sisters could have come together for a better solution.
Ideal scenario would have been, I thought about that same thing too. Like, he just probably isn't really interested in the usual pool toys. Right. I'm glad that she had that idea to begin with. She was trying.
Right.
I also kind of feel, whether it is truth or not truth, she felt that her sister paid less attention to him. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little,
like, almost out of spite.
Right? Like, that's not okay if that's truly what happened. And perhaps, you know, as the mother of your child, you know your child best. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you could have come a little bit prepared.
You bring the stuff. You bring the things to put in the pool.
In the same spirit, like, you and I both don't have autistic children.
Nope.
I want to be empathetic. I want to, like, I want to find the common ground. I want to find the solution that is like inclusive. I want that sweet 13 year old little boy to come to the party, to enjoy the party, to be celebrated at the party, just like any other niece and nephew. Right. And so I feel like it's tough on both ends of that, the sister and the OP, right, to find that balance. So I wish that they could have come together more. I also think that if I were perhaps the mom of that child, I would have been like, you know, he does tend to do this. He has a real fascination with water and seeing what happens when things go into water. I'll try to provide some stuff. I'll try to keep an eye on him. But if, you know, if at the end of the day, I'm happy to jump into your pool and take everything out for you.
Yep.
I'm so that he can be involved and be part of the celebration. I'm happy to replace anything if anything were to get damaged. But I do think that asking someone to install something that could be potentially very expensive, that would be, I would have a hard time making that ask, whether that's right or wrong. Maybe that's just the Midwest of me. I don't know. I would have a hard time making that
maybe
ask.
Maybe that they should have gotten together and be like, hey, how much is a fence pool, a pool fence? And we'll figure out how we can arrange this and figure it out. Like, is it $1,000? Is it $2,000?
Or maybe, and maybe they could be part of that solution.
$100. Maybe it doesn't have to be like this crazy fence to some degree, but Yeah, that's my thoughts on the fence.
But like, also if they're only going to use it like a couple times a year and everybody else is going to be at the pool.
I agree.
It might be kind of weird.
I'm gonna let you guys finish. Yeah. I got thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
I'm going to let Amy finish. She's not done.
No, I was just thinking it all through. I was thinking about, that could work if they all teamworked it together and put up something together. If that was just the issue of like cost and convenience and et cetera, right? Like if you solve those problems, if they're okay with a fence being there for that one day and then you dismantle it, we don't have pools.
We don't
up
have
here,
pools.
You guys.
Not a lot.
No, we have
not like below ground pools.
We have above ground pools, but that's completely different than like a Florida pool kind of a deal.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
what are your thoughts?
You know, the potted cactus, that sucks.
That's funny.
That one's
but it's not that's gonna. I mean, that's not gonna really hurt anything.
I mean, come
make
on.
The water
but
dirty.
Like, but like the books,
game controller in the books, those are gone. You're gonna have to replace those. That sucks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to at first when I read the story. Because I was the one that found this one. I was like, yeah, you're not the asshole because it's your house, it's your property. And you, ultimately, you're not obligated to host every year.
Yes, also right? true.
You are not. But at the same rate, the way you're pinning this story, it is because you're not hosting because of this specific situation. Your nephew, right, who has autism. And I think you guys said it best. None of us know what it's like to have an autistic child, which is hard. So at the same rate, you came exactly what I was thinking right off the bat was, hey, maybe you should have done a better job of finding things that they could drop in.
I was
thinking in my brain, I was like, well, I would find everything under the sun beyond pool toys that are like real life objects that are not going to
damage the
get
pool.
Get damaged. And I would place them all along the pool, everywhere that they could
not
go.
Not just in a bucket.
And then
an aluminum foil boat, a roll of aluminum foil.
Ooh, because then they can play with the aluminum foil.
A bike helmet floats.
Well, if you crumple if you crumple up the aluminum foil, it's going to sink. If you make it into a boat, it's going to float.
So there's things that you could do to maybe alleviate some of the pain of having to rebuy things.
And make it more fun.
And I try to think of my own siblings, right? Morgan and Justin specifically being that they're going to get married. They are going to try to have kids. Like if my sister ends up with an autistic child, I'm like, how would I react? And how would I try to help Morgan navigate that landscape with her child? Hey,
and maybe, we'd want to be along on that journey with her.
So maybe the responsibility as a parent, and you get to these opportunities where you get to be with a lot of people, it allows you to socialize more and
try new things.
Maybe you lose track. Like I'm trying to say, like you lose track of like maybe what your kids are doing. They said the sister there, right? OP said they paid less attention. Yeah, maybe. Maybe they were lost in conversation. Maybe they were,
heaven forbid, enjoying themselves as a parent of an autistic child.
And
they deserve to enjoy themselves at a party too.
And maybe you, as their sibling, need to step up to the plate and you need to watch the nephew better.
But I wonder if they have kids, the OP. Like, do they have any kids?
Yeah.
Because I think that could make a big difference too, because
as far as their mindset.
Right. Because I think kids in general is a very different mindset. And then having a child that is autistic is also going to push that to the next limit potentially. And so, if they have no kids, then I think it'd be even harder for them to understand. Mm-hmm. It's a tough one. Yep. That's a tough one. It's a really tough one. I'd like to see the two sisters come together and figure it out. What do the people say?
Top comment 18 days ago. So this is a pretty new story.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not the asshole. It's a huge safety risk that your sister doesn't keep a close eye on her special needs child around the pool. Focus on that, not the stuff being dropped in. The kid could drown because your sister is negligent.
Ooh. We also don't know what age or
he's 13. What, or the depth of pool.
At 13. What level on the spectrum? We don't know that.
Right.
Could mm-hmm. maybe swim just fine.
Yeah.
So it's not mm-hmm. for us to judge or right. assume.
Right. However, another person continues to say off of that comment, for the last few years, drowning is the second mm-hmm. leading cause of death for autistic children in the U.S. Your sister's response is incredibly worrisome. She's being neglectful. She doesn't have to keep an eye on him every second of every day, but they must if water is involved. When everyone is inside, can't she ensure that he is inside too? She has another parent present. Between the two of them, they can't ensure their child is safe and not destroying the host's home. But honestly, the biggest thing is they should be working on a suitable replacement behavior, redirection, or other solution. This is dangerous to allow it to continue.
So I have to say, I agree with part of that. Mm-hmm. And again, I go back to the sense that like my girls are on swim team. They mm-hmm. are really good swimmers. But guess where? They are never alone.
Water.
Water. Period.
Yep.
Period.
Somebody's always watching
Somebody is
them.
Always watching them.
Well, so, even just when we went to Pike Lake the other day,
yeah,
and the kids were all, they had life jackets on, mm-hmm. they were all in the water, right? And at one point I was like glancing over and I go, where's Asher? And he's like on the boat.
Yeah.
And Chris is like, thanks for keeping him in mind. He's safe and sound right here. But like, that's just all the mamas keeping track of all the kids at all the time, because water accidents can happen in the mm-hmm. blink of an eye, and drowning mm-hmm. is silent. Drowning is not loud.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And it can happen so fast.
So fast to the best of swimmers. And that's why, like, my kids, I am constantly, because we have an above ground pool, and I'm constantly, when there are kids in that pool, counting heads mm-hmm. the whole time. Because sometimes my neighbor girls come over who are also on swim team, and I'm like counting heads.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is.
So that is one thing I'm super serious about, though. Mm-hmm. Like, over the 4th of July, kids, water, there needs to be some adult who is charged. Like, it is your job to keep mm-hmm. an eye on all the kids at all times. A sober adult.
A sober adult.
Yes. Like, I think that so many people probably have stories about this. Mm-hmm. But I heard about a story with, you know, our my sister's friends, buddies, them as well. And they had told us how one of the girls had fallen into the pool or went in the pool completely silent. Mm-hmm. Nobody heard it. All the like adults were just, mm-hmm. you know, just chatting, and it was nothing crazy, not a big party. Mm-hmm. And she was submerged underwater mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm.
Brother-in-law, Uncle C for the win.
Yeah. Yeah. He jumped into the water and
noticed
her and jumped in, got her out right away. And luckily, like, all was okay and all was well, mm-hmm. but that's why like drowning is such a risk for kids.
June almost drowned at swimming lessons. You know this story.
Yeah. Yeah. I cry about it when I tell the story and I'm going to tear up again.
On that note, let's turn this to
do you want to know that story?
Positive, but
let's go positive.
Water, dangerous.
Dangerous.
4th of July, be safe.
Be safe.
We are interrupting this episode with weird and wacky 4th of July stats because we're going to be fun today.
I love it. Let's hear it.
Inflatable pool injuries spike by 30 to 40% during the week of July 4th, including...
I would say, what does that mean?
Adults attempting to belly flop into kiddie pools.
Okay.
Slip and sliding, greased up into fences.
Such a good hill.
Have you guys ever seen like when they make like the like baseball diamond slip and slide? I want to do that someday. Maybe not anymore as an adult, but it looks cool.
I'm not sure I know what you mean by that, but slip and sliding into fences or grills was the statistic.
Wonderful. Ouch. Into grills.
Ouch. Yeah. That would hurt.
Hot.
And then backyard trampoline ER visits nearly double over the 4th. Mm-hmm. Many involve adults thinking they can still do flips.
For the record.
Yep.
I still got it.
I mean, we've seen you do flips, so you... probably do.
I did a front flip on my neighbor's trampoline not horribly long ago. I think I could still do it.
I will not be doing flips on any trampolines. I think all the ER physicians and APPs out there are being like, stay off the trampoline.
Onward with your stats.
Patriotic outfit accidents.
What?
No.
Roughly 2,000 people end up in urgent care for heat stroke while wearing heavy patriotic costumes. Think Uncle Sam suits.
Yep.
Also, foot injuries from stepping on hot pavement in flag flip-flops or barefoot.
Uh-huh. I will never forget when we were in Florida. What was your one friend's name? Ben.
Ben.
Ben burned his feet on the hot asphalt.
I one time burnt my feet so bad on the asphalt that the whole entire bottom of my foot was blistered.
No!
Like a water pad.
Ouch.
See, we are spreading the word and awareness prior to the 4th.
Don't
make sure
it.
You bring your flip-flops. Mm-hmm. Oof. Every year, hospitals treat dozens of glitter in the eyeballs incidents due to face paint or sparkly hats.
Yeah, don't do that.
So also beware of that.
No advice.
Okay.
Those
are
wacky.
We moving on? Speaking of like accidents and yes, we actually have, we were just talking too with like hospital and, you know, at our place of work.
Mm.
And they were saying that the 4th of July is the busiest weekend, the busiest holiday for the ER for the entire year.
Oh, because
absolutely. Because of all of the injuries and whatnot.
The stupid injuries. Either that or like a snowstorm. Or people cut their fingers off in their snowblowers.
Snowblowers, yeah.
Happens.
All right.
I had a friend who did that. Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. Next story.
Let's do it.
Am I the asshole for not forgiving my sister and nephew after it was their fault a firework accidentally hit me?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Whoopee.
Yep.
We have an example of this. Let's hear the story.
So for context, all of this happened about a month ago on the 4th of July. Me and my husband, male 29, they threw a party and all our family and friends came over. Of them was my sister, 30 female, and her son, 13 male. There were about 40 people there, including a few children and my one-year-old son. So we had fireworks, obviously, for the 4th, and I am already not the biggest fan of them. My nephew was very excited to see a few lit off, but his mom and dad both told him no. He kept messing with them, mm-mm, even when it was still light out. So at like 6 p.m., I kind of love it when people are like, they write their stories exactly how they would speak it. Literally, it says, so at like 6 p.m.
Sounds like me talking.
They were using dictation.
Like, mm-hmm. So at like 6 p.m., everyone says, we can start lighting them. I said,
it's
okay.
It's dark enough.
Not until almost 9:30 at night.
Okay. These people don't know what they're doing, First of all.
Go on, Amy.
Go on.
I said, okay. And I walked in our backyard because my son was playing in his backyard area with some of his cousins. I was going to get the kids inside. As I'm walking, I was hit with a firework.
Uh-oh.
It primarily hit my shoulder chest area. At first, it didn't hurt because I was just so confused at what was happening. But as soon as my husband grabbed me and started yelling, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" it was excruciating.
Whoopee.
I'm fine now, but I ended up getting so many medications, a surgery, and another 6 months of doctor appointments. I stayed in the hospital for 2 days.
Okay, this doesn't make sense.
I don't know about this story.
I don't know if I believe it. It was my nephew who had accidentally hit me, the 13-year-old. He was messing around with his dad's lighter and didn't realize it was a bottle rocket, which was going to fly.
That's not
going
to hurt somebody that much. A bottle rocket?
Edit. I have since been corrected by my husband. It wasn't a bottle rocket. It was a Roman candle firework. Mm. When my husband told me that, I was absolutely fucking pissed. I had told my sister a million times to be careful and to make him be careful, and she didn't watch him or stop him. I was literally walking up to get my baby. What would have happened if I was walking back with him on my hip? Of course, I got an apology right away from my sister. I didn't take it. A few weeks after surgery, I finally received an apology from my nephew. It was half-assed, and obviously his parents made him. I told my sister that, as of now, I do not accept her apology or her son's. I am so fucking angry and terrified what would have happened if I had had my son in my arms. My husband agrees. He's more mad than I am. My sister called me and was crying. She was like, I am so sorry, and all that. I did feel a little bad, and I was like, listen, you're my sister. You're always going to be my sister. I love you, but right now I cannot speak with you. I need space. Hmm. She called me a bitch.
Oh.
Am I the asshole for this?
Oof. Matt, what do you I think.
Look, you got hit with a firework. It probably fucking hurt. You have a right to be mad. Mm-hmm. Your nephew, right?
He's 13. Another 13-year-old.
13. His brain isn't developed. He's fucking around. He's having fun. He doesn't know. All right? To be mad at your sister, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be mad at your sister and any other adult that was letting that child near those fireworks. But
also,
who?
If it was her fireworks, did she secure the fireworks? Like, if it's your fireworks, shouldn't you, like, be in charge of said fireworks?
That is where I was going with this, is why are the fireworks not secure and away from where anybody else can access them?
They're dangerous. It's like firearms, now, right? Mm-hmm, like, you have them locked up for a reason. Sorry, I'm stealing your thunder, Matt.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. It's true. All that is. But have you ever been a boy? And young?
No, can't say that I have.
Nope, I haven't.
13 to maybe 20s, maybe? And you actually have Roman candle fights?
What?
Well, oh, so Brian has done this.
What is a Roman candle, first of all? I don't actually know what that is.
You light it, and it's a big stick, a Roman candle, and it shoots like balls of fire out.
But like, I'm kind of wondering, like, what were her
like
injuries?
The ones that go into the sky?
Well, they could go in the sky, or they could go horizontal.
Well, if right? you were to
they're
like
supposed
aim
to
it.
Go in the sky.
They're supposed to go in the sky, and they're the ones that like it's
kind
time
of
like you go.
They kind of go pew, pew,
and then pew,
and they kind like, of they have the ones that kind of go like.
They're like, not like, they're like balls.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know which ones you're talking about.
And yeah, you like aim and you try to hit somebody with them.
Yeah, Brian used to
Did
do that.
Did you do that? Brian used to do that
all the time.
Yes. Yes.
We'd run around in the woods with Roman candles.
More bottle rockets.
Where was
I think
your
bottle rockets.
And you try to hit them. I mean, I also had BB gun fights and all sorts of
How
things.
How are you alive? I mean, we've asked this multiple times on this podcast. Now,
I would imagine if you got hit square.
In the chest.
In the chest with a Roman candle and it stuck there.
But, like, also she was able to walk away. It makes it sound like she was, like, not
I know.
That I kind of hurt at first, but then she had a surgery. Like,
I'm thinking the surgery was cosmetic. Maybe to, like, fix the scarring.
I want
to
know the details. Being in medicine, I'm like, exactly what happened? What
right.
kind of surgery?
Right.
What kind of medications?
Right.
How are you doing 6 months of medical
And
visits?
Why were you in the hospital that many nights? Right? Like, if it was just, like, a surgical scar,
yeah,
you'd
be
in the hospital
be
that much.
Hospitalized. Like, that no. would be, like, a very... Like, yeah, they don't just yeah. hold
like,
people in the hospital
a
anymore.
Like, did you collapse a lung?
Right. Like, what? How
what
severe was
happened?
This?
Anyway. I do get her fear of, like, what if I had been holding my child?
I do get that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing.
And they're you could play that scenario though with anything.
Oh, absolutely.
What would have happened if I would have walked out into the street when that bus blew that stop sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do think her sister is fair in being like, I want to give you space. I understand that you're upset. Just like wanting you to know that I'm here for you if you need me or when you need me. Like, I think that's really kind of her sister. Right. And she should be understanding in the fact that her sister is trying. Does it make it right? I'm not saying it makes it right.
And a little bit like, ultimately, you need to decide, okay, this ultimately was an accident with a minor. And you are partially at fault for having unattended fireworks that you are responsible for.
Yeah,
and you allowed a minor to have access to them, right?
Yep.
And so you need to decide with this accident that had happened. Thank God nobody was more seriously injured. Nobody died, right? Is like the preservation of your relationship worth it? Or is it like, is this a hill you're gonna die on and just hold a grudge against a 13-year-old and your sister for the rest of your life?
Right.
What is your end game?
Right.
What, they cannot do anything more at this point in time. Right. Like, how else do you want them to make it right?
Stupid. You need to forgive them and move on.
It was an accident.
Right? Yep.
You'd be mad that you had to deal with all this shit. That sucks. Maybe they should do something really nice for you beyond an apology.
You can have, but you can, and you can have your feelings, but if they don't, like, it's not like it, you're only hurting yourself by, you're going to be proud of me for this or confused. You're only hurting yourself by holding this grudge
against them. If anybody knows, Amy is the best grudge holder.
Oh, I don't think so.
You know, it might be more of like a boundary holder, but sometimes it appears to be a grudge. Anyway,
I think boundary is true.
It's not my best trait. Okay. But that's my three cents.
What do the people say? Because I want to know what the people say, and then I want to share our kind of shared story.
All right.
But when something kind of similar happened, but nobody got hurt.
Okay.
All right.
That we know.
I know.
Yeah.
Top comment.
Let's hear it.
Not the asshole. Let them pay the medical bill.
Yep.
Replying to that, OP needs to retain an attorney immediately. Anything serious enough to require surgery can easily have lifelong consequences. That may well need cash and a lot of it to manage around.
Look, for somebody who's been sued in their life before, hey, they usually go after the homeowner's insurance. So,
true that. Might be okay.
Yeah, and
you might be okay.
The sister and nephew, they should pay for the medical bills.
Yeah, but it's probably not their house though, because it was the OP's house.
It'll go after whoever's property it was on.
A lot of it actually is about the homeowner's insurance. OP's house insurance for public liability and insurance company will go after the teen/parents for damages is my best guess. Not the asshole, but had a friend go through something similar with another friend being injured by a fire pit on a family member's property. The above comment was essentially how it went. I mean, again, referring to the homeowner's insurance. And then another comment, this referring to insurance and et cetera. This is what I was wondering too, since it was on her own property. The other question is, quote, how were the fireworks stored / kept safe so the kids can't get into them?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's hear about your story.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We were all there. All three of us.
Our story.
We were.
Our story.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Right. So I have a neighbor who's amazing, who we love.
We love them.
And every year, so we live in Minnesota. Minnesota has lame fireworks that you can buy. Not the big fireworks, not the cool fireworks, the lame.
You have to drive about an hour away.
You're taking away my thunder. So
let Sarah tell her story,
Matt. You have to do, because we live in Duluth-ish area, you have to drive across the bridge, which is like 20 miles, right? To Superior in Wisconsin, where they have the cool fireworks.
They've got the good ones.
The good ones. The big ones. The ones that go up in the sky and go kaboom, and they're really big and fun. Roman candles and bigger, right? So I have a neighbor, and he's a bit of a pyro, and I love him. And he buys all the big fireworks every year.
But actually for his daughter's birthday. I was just going to say,
but they don't light them for the 4th of July because a lot of people are out of town. They light them for their daughter's birthday, which is like 2 weeks later. And so we had many of nights now for their birthday, the last several years where we've done this. But the last time we did this, which was, I just think, this last summer.
Yep.
And also, we always want to be invited to this event, just so everybody knows.
It is so much fun.
Okay.
Because they buy like, I mean, it's like a show. It is like a big show. Well, this last year, he buys the boxes that are supposed to go straight up. But for some reason, one of them tipped and it did like shoot into the area where we were kind of all sitting. And we all grabbed our kids and we ran, and like nobody got hurt. Thank God.
And he was far away.
So I don't think... I mean, there was a chance that somebody could have gotten hurt, but it was very low and we all got our people out of the way. Like, it wasn't a big deal, but like that is like a real thing.
And then the cops showed
up. But the funnier part of the story is, as we then figured out how to like brace them so the boxes wouldn't tip over to make sure everything would be okay. And we were like shooting off fireworks for like probably 20 minutes. And then the cops showed up. And it was a female cop, and she like walks back and she's like, hey, we've gotten a lot of noise complaints about these fireworks. They don't seem legal. and our neighbor was like, oh no, I bought them all here in town. And she was like, really? And we were like, and he was like, yeah, I bought them all here in town. And she was like, I don't know about that. And he was like, well, I did. And she was like, well, how much do you have left? Was her question. We were like, he was like, 5 minutes. Like, there's not that much more left. And she was like, well, let's wrap this up. Okay. So didn't
nice.
Give us a ticket. Didn't really care. Was just like, I'm going to stick around. Let's wrap this up. Watch the rest of the fireworks, which was fine. But then the funny part about it was, is there's like a... like a Facebook group, like a town Facebook group.
Yes.
The neighborhood
Facebook group. And they were like, there's noises going on.
No,
it sounds like gunshots. It sounds like gunshots.
Who got shot?
Who got shot in town?
Moving on. I, 26 female, was married for 4 years. We got divorced because I found out I couldn't have children. I was content to stay child-free. It wasn't a huge loss. My ex-husband really wants a mini-me and to pass on his legacy. We had a good marriage for the most part, but that was that. I'm not too sad, as I've come to learn that there's better out there. My boyfriend is honestly the kindest person I've ever met. I should note, we live in a small town, and I have a type. My boyfriend of 7 months works with my ex-husband. They work as military contractors on airfields doing different jobs, but they work in the same area with the same guys. I really like to cook and bake. I'm trying to not get diabetes, though, so I don't eat everything that I bake. I used to pack my ex-husband's lunch and would often send him to work with a tray of baked goods. I've taken extensive culinary classes around baking, and I've been told the stuff I make is really good. Funny enough, when my boyfriend and I met, he said he always loved the stuff I made for their shop when I was married to my ex-husband.
he was like eyeing her up.
I now pack my boyfriend's lunch and send him stuff to take to work. Apparently, a bunch of the guys they work with have been giving my ex-husband shit. Dating had apparently been going very poorly for him. I'm not shocked. Apparently, this has been just making him not look forward to going to work.
Aww.
My boyfriend is significantly more attractive than my ex-husband, and they're making jokes about how I upgraded from one mechanic to another. My boyfriend doesn't mind because the jokes paint him in a good light, and they tell him he's lucky and etc. He sent me a long message asking me to stop sending stuff to work with my boyfriend so the guys will leave him alone. He also asked me not to come to their annual 4th of July thing. This is where it becomes a 4th of July party. Your story, you guys.
We're coming around.
Here we are. That's why it's 4th of July. Okay, anyway, I kind of feel like he's making his problems my problem. I don't feel like it's a fair request, but I'm not completely unempathetic, so I'm willing to stop if most people think I should. Am I the asshole?
Okay, asshole or not?
No, lady. My lord.
No.
Feed your boyfriend as much bakery goods as you want.
And his friends.
And
do
the
do.
The ex-husband should partake in any other bakery items that are being sent to the job site. Look, you went through the whole process. You got divorced. You got divorced for a reason. Own it. Move on. Yeah. Guess what? Dating in your late 20s, 30s, 40s probably sucks. But you know what? He'll get over it. Enjoy the bakery goods.
Enjoy it. I agree.
Banana bread with chocolate chips. Ballin'. Chocolate cake with chocolate chips. And chocolate frosting.
I see a theme. Make that. I see a theme.
Boom. Love it. Oh, love bakery.
I don't bake, you guys.
I don't bake either. I cook, I don't bake. But I tend to agree. If she wants to cook and that is her thing and that's how she shows her love for her significant other, you do you, boo. And if they have a problem with it, then screw them. Like, that's on them. It sounds like everybody else likes her baked goods. So keep doing it.
I think that he needs to find that well of confidence in his little body and bring it to the surface and be so self-assured that his ex-wife contributing baked goods to her current partner should not bother him.
Yep. Yep.
He should move on as well as she. Mm-hmm. And yep, it's his work event for the 4th of July, but he really doesn't have any say over what his coworker does at the 4th of July party or who he brings as his partner to the 4th of July party. So be civil, be kind. Mm-hmm. Don't create drama at this 4th of July party. Bring some baked goods that are delicious.
If you have to buy them, buy them.
She's a fantastic
No.
Baker.
The other guy.
The other guy.
The other guy. Buy some baked goods to bring on your own.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. What do the people say?
Top comment.
I love that you've inherited that.
The what?
What do the people say? That was
what
us.
What do the people say? I like it.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. Not the asshole. He has nothing to say or ask of you. If your boyfriend loves bringing all that, well, tough luck. He has to accept it. And asking you not to come to a party is out of bounds. Mm-hmm. If he's having trouble accepting 100%. That you've managed to rebuild your life and he hasn't, he needs to rethink his approach. What does he think will happen if you don't show up and everybody explains that he asks you not to come?
Ooh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Another comment, dude needs to roll with the punches and crack a joke or two of his own. My uncles were mechanics. That bunch is a ruthless bunch, especially if they see it is getting to you. He needs to deflate their jokes and jabs, probably become friends even with the boyfriend. His way of going about it is just going to make his life hell with that lot. LOL. Oh. Not the asshole, OP.
I agree.
I like it.
I'm thinking more like, oh, mate, thanks for picking up and dropping off the baked goodies. Teamwork,
yes.
Good thing we kept her in the team, hey? Good on you, brother, for stepping up. Hate to lose those muffins.
Yes, I love that. Be a team player, man. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Team player. Let's like uplift the great women in our life and say, hey, we love your muffins.
Can we make only that a reel?
But it's true. We love your muffins. All the muffins.
I'm going to make a t-shirt out of that.
Whether it's real muffins or not real muffins, I love all the muffins.
Who doesn't love the muffins?
And on that note,
Next story. Am I the asshole if I skip Amy and Matt's pontooning 4th of July shenanigans?
Yes.
Yes, yep. You are the asshole.
I am the asshole. I don't want to skip that.
Each and every one of you.
Yep.
You got to come. Okay.
Let's hear the story.
That's not actually the title. Here's the title. Am I the asshole if I skip my family's 4th of July celebration? Advice needed. All holidays, no matter how small, are sacred to my mother. I don't get an invitation to these holidays or get-togethers. I get a summons. It's an obligation and a requirement for me to go. I just got back from a week-long trip with my family, and I'm spending 2 weekends after the 4th of July seeing them. I am honestly just tired of seeing them, and when I do see them, they find some way to complain that they don't see me enough. They berate me for being mean to my fiancé, and they make fun of me and him, all under the disguise of being playful or funny. 4th of July falls on a Friday this year, and it would be so nice to have a 3-day weekend with my fiancé and just relax.
That is this year.
My family will use the 4th as an excuse to drink a lot and peer pressure me into drinking, even though I just don't enjoy it. They don't even watch fireworks, which is my favorite part. I would love to go to a fireworks show and have a romantic date with my fiancé. I just know if I tell my parents that I don't want to celebrate with them, then it will be the ultimate crime against them. So would it really be that bad if I missed it? Am I the asshole?
That's it?
Nope. No, not at all. Go and do what you want to do. Go and take your fiance. Go and watch the fireworks. Get a show in. It's fine. You're allowed to not be around everyone all the goddamn time.
Are you?
Ditto.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to share. Like, I 100% completely agree. Like, if you feel strongly that you would have a better time with different people than your family, that is okay.
It's okay. What are your thoughts?
You look like you have something different to say. Because
you feel obligated.
I feel the obligation. I feel the pressure. I feel everything that this person is saying, that my family expects me to be there. It's not like, I love how she says, it's not a request. It's not an invitation. It's a summons.
It literally reminded me of like Lord of the Rings. You shall be here.
Oh, no.
Exactly. And, you know, some parents are like that. Like, and it's tough. What are the repercussions? Is there a way that you can show up for like an hour, feign some food sickness, you know, and then leave? Is that a little petty? Is that a little like not having courage? What is that word?
Yeah, no, you're right. Courage.
Yeah, but the opposite of that, not having courage.
Cowardice?
Yes. Are you a coward for doing that? Perhaps. But you might be a happy coward. So, I mean, I get it. Like, so that's my question. What are the repercussions of not showing up for this 4th of July party? Are they just going to hem and ha and complain for a couple weeks about it to themselves and then get over it? Or are they going to ostracize you, and are they going to talk about it for 50 years into the future?
You aren't invited to Christmas now because you weren't at 4th of July.
So for
me, sucks to suck.
That's not sex worth it. And I would show up and I would be like, I'm so happy to see you, Auntie so-and-so, Uncle so-and-so, Auntie so-and-so, Mom, Dad, sisters. I'd make the rounds and then be like, oh, I'm so not feeling well. This is so sad. This is the worst. Oh my goodness. And that would be my cowardice way of bowing out and avoiding the conflict of not going to the 4th of July. Now, if I were Matt and Sarah. If I were very courageous.
Go on.
Like the lions, the Leos.
Yep.
Well, Sarah's a Leo. You're a Taurus, whatever.
You're a bull. I mean, a lion and a bull. Like a lion and a bull. We are there together.
You just be like, fuck that shit. I'm not going. Peace out. You're going to love me no matter what.
I just would be like, you know what? I'm going to pretend maybe for like 2 hot seconds, but I'm like, 4th of July is my favorite holiday. You like Christmas? Well, screw that. I would prefer to hang out when it's nice and it's beautiful. And I'm going to go hang out with the people that I want to hang out with.
You're telling your family you don't want to hang out with them.
That's fine. There's other people.
That is the way. But I also have to, realize, Amy, that my family and who I prefer to hang out with is you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so it's different for people who feel like I would rather hang out with my friends, my chosen family are people who are maybe not blood related, because my family who I would prefer to hang out with is very far away. And so I would prefer to hang out with people that are near and who are not maybe blood related. So I'm like, do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. Life is too short to not hang out with the people you want to hang out with when you want to hang out with them.
There you go.
Period.
Yeah. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you should be with who you want to be with, spend your time with, and it doesn't always have to be your family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I feel at times obligated to show up to family functions?
And sometimes, sure. Literally, should you like to show support?
Yeah.
Like if it's a graduation or a marriage or there are events where you show up even if you don't want to, just to show your love and support.
Correct.
I mean, 4th of July kind of isn't one of those.
That's not one of those.
It has nothing to do with family.
Nope. A wedding, a graduation. 100% agree. 100% agree.
An anniversary party.
4th of July, not one of those. Yeah. 4th of July, okay. do what you want to do.
So, be a Leo, be a Taurus. I'm technically an Aries, which should be very aggressive, but I really just am not. And I would
But we love you, fish, for it.
No, I'm a ram.
Are you
Aries
really?
Is a ram, huh?
I think Taurus is a fish.
No, I'm a bull.
Taurus is a bull.
Okay, well, I'm a ram. So we're... How does that work? I don't know.
But Leo is definitely a lion.
There you go.
I'm going to be
a lion. Yeah. Got to what the people said.
Oh, we have to go back to what the people said then. I don't know. I'm just trying to wrap it up.
Here's what they said because I enjoy it. Top comment, no reason to let them spoil your celebration, whether it's family or not. That's BS, not the asshole. Mm-hmm. And then the next comment... Mm-hmm. I spy with my crystal ball that you get food poisoning right before you're supposed to go. Wait, did I say food poisoning? Oh, I meant food poisoning. Such a shame. Don't forget to stock up on Pedialyte and Imodium.
Love that. Love that. Mm-hmm. Good work.
We were thinking, you know, that person might be the same star sign as me.
We talked about him.
Next comment, not the asshole. It seems like your interests and your family's interests are not the same. I don't really see a point in bending to their will and ruining your own good time. If they want to guilt trip you about it, then maybe they should know it only serves to push you away more. I would start a pattern of not showing up as much and let them think what they want.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
All right. Guys, 4th of July. We're going to have a good time. We've already had a good time.
We did have a good time. We are excited.
For me, it's about spending time with your friends, good weather, boating, maybe some fireworks in a very responsible way. Make sure that they are locked up and not accessible to children.
Mm-hmm.
Wear life jackets. Make sure that you are watching your children at all times.
Safe.
No drowning accidents.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's it. Love the 4th of July. It's my favorite holiday.
That's it.
We're all wrapped up here.
Okay. Thank you for watching Midwest Married.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
We do.
Please like, follow, subscribe.
Especially on YouTube.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Sarah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.